All right. I see all four of us board members here now, so I guess we'll start rolling into things. I did send out an email just a little while ago. I don't know if everybody had a chance to see it, but it was the information regarding the collective bargaining agreement for tonight, basically just the summary and the changes. Everybody get a chance to see that?
Yeah, Jason, thank you for that. How did that, obviously that they agreed, and that's a good thing. What was the spirit?
Good. It passed unanimously. The guys were happy. Steve and Marty from the local 17 went down and said, look, they really gave a lot of kudos to the board. And they said, look, we really worked hard on this. We went back and forth. That's part of the negotiation process. But they said, look, with everything going on, you guys, basically have a pretty solid contract here. So they said, between the health insurance rates, going down, that is a slightly better, it's not one, amazing, but it is definitely a better program than our health program that they had before, less out-of-pocket expense. The guys were all happy. So, passed unanimously. The meeting kicked off at 3:30. I was on the phone with Steve and Marty before they left town property about 3:50. And, they thanked us for everything. So everybody's in good spirits, and I've heard nothing negative about any of the conversations. So with no news, I will assume is good news.
That's great. I saw Ken Tielak yesterday giving blood, and he was very pleasant. So I made the assumption it went well. So good to know.
Yep, went very well. Mark was up about a day later, just picking up the temporary insurance cards for everyone. Everyone has a temporary insurance cards. Basically, once the union gave us the blessing, so to speak, Allison, Ellie, and I were on the phone with both Alan and April from Heart Love Benefits, getting everything underway. The HRA, the new insurance, and everything else. So we're all caught up, and everything is in where it needs to be. So I know we've only got a half hour, and of course we have the public hearing for tonight. Just some updates for the board. I just jotted a bunch of stuff down versus bombarding you guys with a bunch of email. Almost all of the contactless faucets have been installed. That was all part of the CARES Act funding from Erie County. So at least at this stage of the game, the only last thing that we have to install is the contactless soap dispensers. So whenever our world gets back to some kind of normalcy, all of our fixtures are contactless at this point. So that's all done. CBA, I already touched base on. I copied everyone on the tank insurance for the highway department. That has been taken care of. I spoke with Mike over at DEC a few times, actually, but spoke with him a few times. So as long as the documentation comes out of highway that they're looking for regarding the tanks, that whole situation will be behind us, and we'll have the proper tank insurance. I did reach out to, I know we have the quote for the brush pile that's been down in highway for many years. I did reach out to Ted Casey and also Fred Piasecki from Orchard Park to see if we can explore the idea of like a shared service agreement of getting rid of some of that material at potentially a lower cost. That's in the works. I don't have any kind of numbers or anything yet, but I did speak with Supervisor Shaw. And I've been working with Gene, who is current. There's two people filling in up in Orchard Park. If people haven't heard yet, past supervisor Pat Keem resigned from his position. His wife was having some health conditions. I guess I'll say I'll leave it at that. And so anyway, unfortunately, he ended up resigning from his position. So I've been working with Gene and Joe Liberti. Joe is actually the gentleman currently is cleaning the town hall for us. He owns his cleaning company. But they are, Joe is the interim supervisor. Gene is the person kind of handling the day-to-day operations. So we've been working on, I guess I'll say an alternative option there, see if we can bring that price point down a little bit. And then going forward, I have had a conversation with Mark Chitty. He's the one that actually wanted to kind of work on this. So anyway, try to have a plan going forward. So when the moving forward, when the highway department either collects brush or we allow residents to drop off brush material, there's a process to get rid of it. So we're not looking at a huge pile like we currently are. So that's kind of all in process. Good news is that for the CDBG, this is early. I can only guess. I'll say tell you guys this. I unfortunately can't bring it up at the board meeting, but we did receive the CDBG funding for the water project over on Ripple. I sit on that project, I sit on the project selection committee. We handle the North Downs and the South Downs, but at the end of all of the scoring and everything else, of course, we see the overall summary, and it was voted on unanimously. So we were awarded that. That'll be something we can work on. I've involved Steve Tanner from Park Patterson Lee, Connie Miner, of course, Sean's there. And then we're looking into bond council for the bigger picture of the overall overarching water projects. But at least that'll kind of kick things off, so to speak. The CDBG CV coronavirus for that outside project for the North Boston structure, we missed that by 0.2 of a point. So unfortunately, that project will not happen, or at least we won't receive the funding.
Jason, how much was the CDBG for the water project? Was that $100,000?
Yes, it was. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So we'll get that funding, and
is that supposed to be just for Ripple, or is that for everything?
No, that's just for Ripple. We submitted that small, when I spoke to Steve from Clark Patterson Lee, we parsed out that one that was on the high priority list from Erie County Water Authority. So it'll kind of get that off the punch list, so to speak. And, we were all in office when this happened. It was quite sad, but there's the family who sadly had the catastrophic fire on their property over there. And this will address that area where they had actually a couple of breaks over there. So that'll bring some needed relief and needed repairs to that area for us. What else I have for you? Code enforcement officer posting. I'd like to try to get that up this by the end of this week. And then we'll get that into the upcoming posting for the paper. Sandy sent out the timeline for that, so we just need to get that together and posted and then put on the town website. I did have a meeting with our board secretary that went well. I won't get into a whole lot here, but I had the meeting with the board secretary. As I told all of you, and I guess I'll say even kind of promised all of you, that I would I did provide options. One of the contacts I have through the Leadership Buffalo program is a recruiter through Select One Services. She offered to draft up a resume for Dawn, and if necessary, even a more specific one. She's applying for a specific job, help her find a job. And so I provided that information to Dawn, and I guess at this stage of the game, what she chooses to do with that is her prerogative. So anyway, it went fairly, as I will say, as anticipated. I won't say well, but it certainly went as anticipated. And so that was handled and addressed. I had a meeting on the 10th with the nutrition staff, letting them know that because of the congregate dining program through Erie County being reduced or having reduced hours, that, you know, we could only pay for hours worked. So they're only really picking up a couple of hours on a Monday. This program is only on a Monday for the delivery. Seniors can only sign up for 3 days or 5 days. I don't really agree with the logic there, but that's a county thing. But it's a 3 day or 5 day program. And then the seniors that sign up for the program have to pick up the meals between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. on Monday morning, because they're delivered usually about anywhere between 7:30 and 8. So they have to be picked up within an hour. So Sharon had expressed some concern, just so you all know, regarding her hours. And I told her that, you know, right now we're at a stage where we're going to be compensating based off of hours worked. Said that she so chose that she could explore opportunity if it existed with New York State Department of Labor for unemployment, but that's solely up to New York State. That has really not much to do with us. She called me the other day to say that New York State approved her. So that's that. As I anticipated, the other two nutrition staff are heading to Florida for the winter months. So they're kind of I guess I'll call it trying to weather the storm down in sunny palm, palm tree filled Florida. And then so Teresa and Sharon will be staffing things here. So that's the updates with nutrition. Court clerks, I think I sent out an email to you. If I didn't, my apologies, and I can get out an email. But the court offices are on a 60-day pause, I'll call it. They're still working through everything that they're, what they can. They haven't been shut down like they were the first time around earlier this year. But I did have the conversation with them, just kind of like I did with nutrition, that if the courts are shut down again, they can't, there's really no work at the town hall, or they're told that they have to be, working from home, then unfortunately we can't, we probably will not be compensating them. I said that'd be a discussion for the board, but just like anything else, hours paid for hours worked, and if there's no work, well, it is what it is. So that's that. On December 6th, I don't know if for those of you on the wonderful world of Facebook and social media, our town parks were vandalized by a Jeep Wrangler, four-door. Drove down towards the lower pond, tore up some of the lawn, came back up through, did a few donuts, and then took off. Well, little did they know, my presumption is that we had security cameras. We don't have a good number on the plate, but we certainly have a pretty good positive ID on the vehicle. So that Monday morning, I went down over to the state troopers, filed a deposition, provided photos, video, and everything else, and they are currently looking for the vehicle. Happen to see it, that's what's going on there. So I've kept that kind of quiet because they think they might know who it is. They might have some other video from another establishment in town, so letting them do their investigation there. A bunch of stuff here. Chestnut Lane, Mike and I spoke about this. Chestnut Lane, we've got Chestnut Lane and the past litigation, I'll say, with Burns. We're looking into some things there. There'll be more information coming out. Sean and I have been doing some work behind the scenes, so to speak, but we are doing some deep dives, I'll say, on information here. So I'm hoping to have some information for you, but if you're hearing anything, it is being looked into, it is being worked on. More information, I guess I'll say, to follow. But if you have any questions, feel free to give me a call anytime. I'd be happy to share, any and all information with you if you so choose. And then last but not least, we've just been working on for the past week and a half. There's the two big emergency plans that have to go out. There's the multi-hazard jurisdictional plan, which is through Erie County, and then the New York State Public Employer Mandatory Emergency Plan that has to be in by April. So those are the two big lists. The one is an unfunded mandate. The county one, they're essentially looking for information from departments to get, and then that gets rolled up to the county. So the county has a countywide plan. And next Monday, we have a conference call to kind of do a high-level review of that, and we start working with a consulting firm to put together the county plan there. That's those two big projects. I sent out the information for the federal funding. At least right now, it doesn't look like that states or local governments are going to be receiving any aid. Call that I was on earlier, Senator Schumer advised that no states and no local funding. I'm not going to take this for what it's worth. I'm not going to make it political. But right now, what we're being informed is that Mitch McConnell is refusing to send anything to the floor that includes state and local aid. So this next round of funding looks like it's going, if whatever funding, and as they say out in or up in Congress, as they're making the sausage, so to speak, it looks like it's going to be small businesses and individuals, but nothing to state and local. So that's that. The vaccine, I was on a call, last-minute call, actually. The county executive brought this up today at a call at 3 o'clock. Erie County's, I have to go pick up more masks and other supplies on Friday, but Erie County's going to do a distribution for procedure masks now that the vaccine is out. A lot of people have asked, and even myself, I was kind of questioning, why does the county need so many masks? Well, now that it's been explained, it makes sense, is that now that the vaccine is out, every individual who is allowed to provide the vaccine to those who want it, if Jason Keating walks up, I receive the vaccine, and then The next individual walks up behind me, they have to pop off those gloves and use a new set of gloves. So that's why they literally have millions of pairs of gloves, because they have to use a new set of gloves for every single person. So that's where the gloves are going to go. They're going to push out more masks just because of the upcoming holiday season with the Christmas holiday and New Year's holiday. So they're going to be providing those. So I'm going to reach out to both the senior groups first, see if they want them for any of their members. If so, I guess I'll say they kind of get the first dibs. And if not, then we can reach out to local businesses and, of course, keep a small, we do have a small stash on supply at the town hall, but, keep a few more on hand if anybody needs them. So that's the update there from the county side of things. Other than that, that's pretty much all I have. I don't want to take up too much time because I want to give you guys all a chance to ask questions or bring anything up that you have.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so you can hear me now?
Yep.
Oh, can you hear? Okay, so my husband, Mr. IT guy, gave me some speaker to use, and I don't know. I don't think it was working, and then it locked me off. So, yeah, some fancy stuff that I just don't get. So, never mind. I'm sorry to hear about you, Kelly. Hoping you're recovering soon. My dad swears by Knob Creek. So, for whatever it's worth, that's what he gargles with every night.
It works, right?
Hey, just so you guys all know, Steve Meyer reached out to me last night from the Boston Fire Company, and they are, they're not 100% certain that, the installation dinners will be what installation dinners have been in the past. So they invited me over to the hall for a special meeting on Wednesday to, give all the new incoming officers their oath. So I'll be doing that next Wednesday night.
Do we have any ideas what we want to do with the claim form from Bob for the brush and leaf? That's 94,000. Does anybody have thoughts? I mean, I voiced my thought that we only pay 50,000. That's it. And you have to better manage your budget. I don't know. I don't think we should hold off paying it. But what is everybody's thoughts on that?
My thoughts are, I agree with that. I think the one thing that's not fair to do to the town, and that's occurring, is when you send out, it seems to me that the reason this number gets to where it is because things are caught up in the barn. They're prepared for winter. They don't have enough to do. And the way I see this is your Bob is sending people out to do the job because they need to keep busy. And I mean, let's face it, we all like to be busy at work. I don't want to sit there and wait for, time to pass on. But, what seems to be occurring is he's caught up in the department and then he, sends people out randomly to run the roads and they, they pick up. But that's how that labor got to be what it is. So you budgeted $50,000 for brush and leaf pickup, and I think that's fine. We can take care of that, but, he shouldn't, in my view, it's double dipping. You're already paying for people's salaries. You're already paying for, people to be at work, and then you're adding that charge on for, I just think it's excessive. If you want to keep your guys busy, send them out. If there's an expense with a truck, or equipment, that's one thing. But to be billing all that extra additional labor against the general fund instead of where it's supposed to come out of, I think is unreasonable, and I think it's unfair. I don't think it's fair to do to the town. You're sticking it to the town for, you know, essentially twice the cost of what that service is. That's what I think about it.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
I think it's ridiculous. Over 50,000 is ridiculous for brush. We could use that money elsewhere. If it was coming up to that amount, they should know that, and they should, there's a protocol to follow. So I don't think it's fair that the town has to pay for this without being informed first using the protocol that's in place.
I agree with Kathy. He needs to be more in control of his budget. And like Mike said, he's just trying to keep his guys working, and it's not fair to the town. You need to cut it off. And I know he's picked up beyond his dates that he gives us, and that only adds to the issue. That's my opinion.
Well, you all had your opinion on this, and I will support all of you. So I'll bring the facts and the numbers to the table now. So before
anything, Jason, before you start, the only thing I would add to Kelly's statement is, you know, if you're caught up and you're ready for winter and your plows are on and, you know, everything is orderly, the accounting's been done, you know, of the equipment and the items that we have to inventory. If you want to send your guys out to pick up brush and leave, you do that at your own expense. You don't keep the meter running on the general fund, you know, and certainly without, I agree with what Jennifer said. If you know that, you know, you've exceeded that amount of money or are approaching it, you know, then have the conversation up front, not after the fact. You know, we get these, a detail of all the labor, you know, and that was great that we had all that, but that he must have been keeping a running total of that, you know, going forward, you know, and I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. So I will, and say that he's not just, you know, knows that he's exceeding that part of the budget, and I'm going to stick it to these guys. But certainly if, you know, if you're trying to keep your guys busy, that's one thing. But when you have designated days and a span of time in which that you're doing this job, then live within that. But if you're sending your guys out to keep them busy, then that shouldn't fall on us.
And here's the thing. I have a couple friends that have landscaping businesses that basically do a lot of the same things that Highway does. So these type of workers should know that when you have those in-between times, you're going to be sent home. You shouldn't just be, like Mike said, sent out doing needless work just to get 40 hours in. And then when we get into snow season, then they're accruing a shit ton of overtime. It's just, he needs to be more in control of his employees and his budget.
I would also suggest maybe next year doing before the spring, doing an informational flyer, asking for their information, for their the residents' input, right? So the residents are putting, they're home. We've been all home for a very long time now. So they're busy, they're landscaping, right? They're doing their own stuff. I get that, but the informational bulletin should say, here's what we're up against, here's the times, here's the dates, that's it. Or it starts getting into our general fund, and it may in the future raise our taxes. I know it sounds silly, but yes, it can. So that's all I got.
Jen, I just wanted to let you know that information is given on the town information sheet that is sent out with the town and county taxes.
And it's on the town website under Highway.
Okay.
Right. And Mike is right, because what Bob is doing is double dipping. He's charging it back to the general fund, which technically he's not supposed to be able to do, because to take money out of the general fund, the whole town has to be able to benefit from that. And I don't think he's picking up stuff up on the hills. It's subdivisions in the valley. And like Mike said, when his guys don't have anything to do, he'll send them out on the truck and have them drive the whole length of town to see if there's any brush or anything else to pick up and stuff. And then he's ramming it into the brush pickup for general fund. There's got to be some time or something set up where if he's not picking up brush, just like now, his budget, I'm sure he's staggering the guys down at the highway guys. Because I just had a guy come past my house with a plow truck or the salt truck. Usually he puts three shifts, like 7 to 3, 3 to 11, 11 to 7 or whatever, and puts those guys down there, at least he should be, so he's not paying overtime for these guys working at night and stuff. But we shouldn't be picking brush up out there in the snow. It's ridiculous what he's doing.
Just a quick time check, because we've got 3 minutes, because we do have a public hearing tonight. I guess very high level, I'll say that I agree with each and every one of you. The data supports all of this. Sandy is absolutely correct. Her office, even before Sandy was a town clerk, that, I mean, even back when I first moved into town, that brush pickup schedule has always been included with the municipal taxes notification. It's been up on the town website. Mark Chitty was the one who brought the list to us. All of you who have said that brush pickup has happened above and beyond the pickup dates, that is a true statement. And then it was approximately, I'd have to go back into my email, but I did respond back to Marianne because they wanted to know how much money they had left for brush collection. And I simply responded, you've submitted no invoices to date, so I can't begin to tell you how much you have left for brush collection. If you want to provide the information, I'd be happy to give you that response. Never heard back, but anyway, about a week and a half later, we received all of that documentation. It is a legal charge to the general fund. There is nothing requiring any municipality to collect brush. It does fall outside of the roles and responsibilities of a highway department, which is why, according to state statute, it is a charge to the general fund. And Bob uses the FEMA reimbursement rates for the equipment. Everybody is entitled to their opinions there. At least because of time, I'll leave mine out of it for now. But we arrive at this dollar this dollar value here of brush collection. And I guess if the information was turned in a timely fashion, it could probably be reported through payroll. It could probably be brought up through what's called Logix, which Kathy's familiar with, but Logix is our accounting software that we use. And yes, just like any other department, they could simply call us and say, hey, Ellie, Jason, Allison, how much money do I have left, before the end of the year? We could say you've got $5,000 left. We could say you've got $50,000 left. But that information did not come across our desks until that large packet came in. So, here we are. But I agree with Kathy. We've done this before. I mean, legally, we're technically on the hook to be responsible and pay for it. We can audit this. That's our statutory responsibility as town board members. But yes, I'm not going to withhold payment, but I agree with Kathy that at least for now, we'll pay the $50,000 and we can always, continue to move forward there. But it is 7:30. I'm certainly willing to entertain, carry on this conversation at a later time, because I do think that, we're all entitled to our opinions and to sort this out. So I don't want to hold things up. It's Wednesday, December 16th, 7:30. I will call the town board meeting to order.
This conference will now be recorded.
Councilwoman Selby?
Present.
Councilman Cardichini?
Present.
Supervisor Keating?
Present.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Present.
Councilwoman Martin?
Present.
Councilwoman Martin, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America,
and to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, moving right along, we have no other preliminary matters, but we do have a public hearing tonight for the Boston Emergency Squad contract. So Without further ado, Councilwoman Martin, would you mind leading us, handling the public hearing?
Yes, Supervisor. We are going to hold the public meeting with the Town Board of the Town of Boston today, December 16th at 7:30 p.m., conducted remotely through the use of telephone conference due to the Governor's Executive Order 202.1. To hear all interested parties on the proposed extension of the contract with the Boston Emergency Squad Incorporated for the purpose of furnishing ambulance service to the town for the amount of $54,423, which will be allocated as follows: $32,000 of general operating costs, $8,000 in liability insurance, $14,423 is the annual installment due on September 29th, 2021. For the ambulance unit number 815. All parties in attendance at the hearing, which is being held right now through the telephone conference, will be permitted an opportunity to speak on the contract extension, and written comments received in the town clerk's office by 4 p.m. on December 16th will be read aloud during the public hearing. Sandy, do we have any public questions?
No, I did not receive any written comments regarding this public hearing.
Okay, thank you. So without any further ado, is there anyone that is on the conference, the video conference right now, that has any comments? Okay, Supervisor, I don't know where to go from this. I'm going to make a motion to accept the contract, and I guess we'll move on to resolution.
Yep, so we'll close the floor with no public comment, and we'll move right.
Can you just remind folks how to unmute?
Yes, absolutely. Yep, my apologies. So it is *6 to unmute your phone, and for anybody that's muted that may want to make a comment, and again it's *6 to remute your phone. So *6 to unmute. And then to turn it back on to mute, it's *6 again. We'll pause for another couple moments. Okay, with no comment. So we'll officially close the floor. And Councilwoman Martin, feel free to move right into item number 3 under new business. We'll address that while we're on the topic.
Thank you, Supervisor. Resolution number 2020-61 is authorizing the contract for the general ambulance service with the Boston Emergency Squad, whereas the town board is believe it to be in the best interest of the town to execute this contract for a well-intentioned service that they provide this December 16th, 2020. I make a motion to accept the contract.
I'll second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Carticchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, so we'll move back to the regular business, item number 2 on the agenda for tonight, which is the correction and adoption minutes from the December 2nd, 2020 town board meeting. Councilman Carticchini, do you mind taking the minutes tonight?
Good thing, Supervisor Keating. I've reviewed the minutes from our last meeting, and I make a motion that we accept them as written.
I'll second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Carticchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, item number 2 under regular business tonight is the consideration of all fund bills. Councilwoman Lukacik, do you mind taking those tonight?
No, sir. I had a chance to review all of the information provided by the bookkeepers, and I make a motion that we pay the journal number AP-2320 the A fund, Visa Bill, and the DB fund, Eden Truck and Auto, are all included in this for $102,817.86. Make a motion that we approve payment.
I'll second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Carta-Kini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, moving right along. Item number three for correspondence tonight. We just have two items of correspondence that we have. The first item is the November 2020 income statement. That's been received and filed with the town clerk's office. And item number two, which is a contractual obligation from the Boston Fire Company for the 2019 990 form. That's been received and filed. So moving along to new business, we do have requests from the floor. So I will I'll open up the floor for any other comments from the floor. Once again, I see there's two callers on. And if you're calling in from a landline phone, once again, it's *6 to unmute your phone. And once again, *6 to remute your phone if you're done speaking. Please state your name and address, and you have 3 minutes. And with no comment, Sandy, was your office, did they receive any correspondence from the public at all for our meeting tonight?
No, I have not received any further correspondence.
Okay, thank you for that. And with no comment, I will close the floor. So I'll move on to item number four under new business, which is resolution 2020-62. This is the payment of insurance premium. This is our property and casualty insurance. And Councilman Sully, do you mind taking that item tonight?
Thank you, Mr. Supervisor. I would like to propose resolution number 2020-62, whereas the town of Boston has placed its various property and liability insurance coverages with the New York Municipal Insurance Reciprocal, and whereas the town received a renewal insurance package for the policy term of January 1st, 2021 to January 1st, 2022 for a total premium of $64,711.33. And I would like to make a motion to approve this resolution 2020-62.
I second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Carta-Kini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, moving right along. Item number five tonight is resolution 2020-63, which is payment of the workers' compensation insurance premium. And Councilwoman Martin, you mind taking that item tonight?
Thank you, Supervisor. The town of Boston has placed its workman's compensation insurance coverage with the Comp Alliance. The town has received a two-year renewal insurance package for a policy term from January 1st, 2021 to January 1st, 2023, which enhances certain coverages and locks in a total two-year premium plus fees of $129,536. I make a motion to accept this, and the fees are locked in annually with a paid rate of $64,768. So I make a motion to accept this resolution 2020-63.
I'll second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Carta-Kini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, item number six tonight is resolution 2020-64, approving the collective bargaining agreement with the International Union of Operating Engineers Local 17. Councilman Carta-Kini, do you mind taking that item tonight?
Actually, given the amount of hard work and time that was put into that, I'm going to defer that back to you.
Okay, thanks. All right, well, thank you. There was a lot of work in this one here. So I'd like to make a motion to approve Resolution 2020-64 with the IOU, or the International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 17. This sets the contract for the collective bargaining agreement for years 2021, 2022, and 2023. And I will say, obviously the resolution is for public consumption, but the highway workers unanimously approved this. So I'd like to make a motion to approve Resolution 2020-64.
And I will certainly second that. Good job on that. I know there was a lot of work, you know, on both parties, and it's nice to see when something can come together and move forward.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Carducchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, that is it for our new business tonight. We have no other old business, so we'll move on to reports and presentations. And I see there's a couple of callers calling in. Highway Superintendent, are you on the call tonight? If so, you have the floor. Okay, with no comment, I'll just chime in from the highway side of things. Since we had the last item is the resolution for the collective bargaining agreement. I'm very happy to say, I'm certainly not speaking on behalf or the highway superintendent, but I do want to say that the highway crew down there are quite happy with their new contract. Just for public record, the town was able to come to the table with a better insurance policy at less cost to the employee, and actually saves the town some money in the long run, you know, going forward, you know, doing that forecast budgeting. So they were very happy with that, and they were certainly happy with the. I will thank all of my fellow board members, because you know, there was some back and forth on some of the other internal discussion, but you know, thank you to all the board members for for your voice and your opinions on things. And again, the highway guys are very happy, and again, it passed unanimously. So that's all I have for the highway area at this time. Moving right along, and Councilwoman Selby, you have the floor.
Thank you, Supervisor Keating. I'd like to first thank Sandy for doing such an awesome job with her angel tree that she does every year. Tremendous amount of extra work there, and the staff at Boston Valley, the school nurse, and all the counselors that help. I know she had a lot of support there, and it was great to have that again this year. I'd like to personally thank and wish all of you fellow board members, Supervisor Ritchie, everybody on the call, and even if you're not on the call, I hope everybody has a very Merry Christmas and healthy New Year. Stay safe and be thankful for family. I guess that's all I have right now. Thank you.
Most welcome. And Councilman Carducchini, you have the floor.
Supervisor Keating, again, I just wanted to thank everybody for all their hard work and, getting this collective bargaining agreement resolved and approved. Moving forward, I think our guys do a fantastic job in the town. And, it's good to, like I said, it's good to come together and move forward. Excited about certainly 21. Let's turn the page on 2020. And I'd like to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year. And, be safe out there. It's been a very challenging year. I'm sure 2021 is going to be a very challenging year. So, let's take the opportunity and pause and enjoy the holidays with our family and friends and get back to work in the new year. That's all I have tonight.
Well said. And Councilwoman Lukacik, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Supervisor. I have nothing new to report. So far, my family has been COVID-free thus far, hoping to keep it that way. Our prayers are with everyone who might be dealing with it and not able to see their other family members, even in the same household. I have a friend who is dealing with that, and it's really hard. Happy holidays. Let's make the best of it. And cheers to 2021. Can't come soon enough. And thanks all for being patient and working with me this year.
And Councilwoman Martin, you have the floor.
Thank you, Supervisor. I see Don O'Brien is on the call. Don, thank you for the great job you do with the squad and, of course, your entire crew and the service that they provide for the town. I'm constantly seeing it on Facebook, on the Boston websites, that you guys are just top-notch and constantly being given accolades, and I appreciate that. Sean, for the hard work on the contract, and everything went nice and smooth. It's nice working with everybody. I'm going to reiterate what everybody's sentiment is. Merry Christmas. Let's just get this year over with, and we'll see everybody in the new year. Thanks.
And all right, and Town Clerk, you have the floor.
Thank you, Supervisor Keating. The Code Enforcement Officer's Report for November 2020 has been received and filed in the Town Clerk's office. There is an update from Barbara Moore. That I had received. This was regarding the Connect Life Holiday Heroes blood drive from yesterday. 27 people donated. There were some were double reds, potentially saved 81 lives. Jamie, the account executive from Connect Life, asked me to pass along his gratitude to the town and the town hall for stepping up at a time of year when other drives are usually weak and blood is desperately needed. So I wanted to, I certainly agree with Barbara, and this may embarrass this board member slightly, but Barbara wanted me to report that we have our own holiday hero, and that is Mike Cardichini. He gave blood yesterday. So what I have for that, the Boston Lions Club had an overwhelming response for their toy collection. Over 200 toys were collected. Those have been wrapped and will be distributed this weekend, along with bicycles and gift cards and food baskets, to the best of my understanding. And Kathy, thank you for the kudos for the sharing tree, but it is not me. It is most certainly Lois, the deputy, and all of the residents that want to take a child and a tag. So this year we did have 15 children, and each of them had 3 tags. So since everyone is not here, but please be patient with me, I am going to go show you what we have. Please don't trip doing this.
No. I can watch what I'm doing. Okay, so there's our tree. And there's and you see the gifts under there?
Nice.
Okay, and now we have more in here. So since the town hall is not open to coming into the, the entry where we would normally serve residents, we have used this as the toy collection, a gift collection location.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so,
very nice to see.
So that was certainly an overwhelming success with that this year, as it has been in many, many years. So they may say the city of Buffalo is the city of good neighbors. Well, the town of Boston is a town of wonderful residents. It's everyone. It's everyone with everything that everyone does. Everyone that is an employee of the town hall, the board members, the residents of this community. This is an overwhelming success of everything that we do. And it doesn't matter. This year has been most certainly extremely stressful with COVID. And there's been job loss and all of these things that go on. But you know what? We pull together with everything that we do, and we support each other through everything. And it doesn't matter if where we come from, where we grew up, or what our opinions of certain things may be, we come together and we do this for everyone in this town. So I just want to thank everyone for that, and Merry Christmas, and this will be, it's got to be a Happy New Year. So, okay, thank you.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you, Sandy. Thank you and Lois, you know, for all your time and effort put into that. That's fantastic. And for sure, that's going to put, you will be sure to put some smiles on some families' faces for sure. One question I do have for you, not to put you on the spot, but did Barb achieve her goal of breaking a record with the blood drive?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Awesome. Well, that was her goal, and I'm glad that was achieved. There we go.
Yep. And I'm sure we will do it again, because they love being here in Boston.
Oh, well, I think it's
I heard they return Mike's blood, though. I don't know why.
Mike didn't know what type blood he had.
No, that's fantastic. And seriously, Connect Life, and I do give Barb and you know, Sandy, because they do put, you know, work on putting this together. Connect Life speaks very highly of Boston. They speak very highly of Sandy and Barb both. We are, again, Boston is used as an example of how to do a blood drive. And, you know, that goes right back to Sandy and Barb. So, you know, kudos to both of them for putting this together and making it a success each and every time, because it just continues to grow, and Connect Life really does look to Boston and thanks us a lot. So awesome. Very cool. All right. Well, I will move on. Once again, I'll just do a quick thanks to the Local 17. Again, it's nice to have the collective bargaining agreement behind us. A few other things I just wanted to report on at the board meeting tonight is that the town was actually reached out through Cornell and also Purdue, but it's called the Extension Disaster Extension Network. It's a conference call that I'll be on tomorrow morning with some other elected officials. And thanks to the Boston Hills and our wonderful 7-foot snowstorm that we endured, they wanted to reach out and discuss with us flooding issues and snow issues, things of that nature, and try to understand what it's like. And this information will be rolled up to a federal level. So it's kind of neat. I don't have a lot of information on it just yet, because like I said, the meeting is tomorrow morning. But the Cornell had reached out to the Association of Towns, and Boston once again was brought up as a place to reach out to. So. You know, good things for Boston here. Just today, hot off the press, Erie County will be distributing the paper procedure masks to municipalities all across Erie County. Once we have those, I've been working with Erie County Emergency Services. I plan to pick those up on Friday and bring them into the town hall. But I'll be reaching out to both of our senior groups and just put a message out on the social media and town website and try to get the message out that if somebody still needs or would like what they need or just want some of the paper procedure masks, we'll ensure that those are distributed just to kind of carry us through the holiday season and make sure everybody that has or needs a mask, that they have them. So that was on the county executive's call earlier today, or later this afternoon, I should say. The vaccine, obviously, that's been talked about. You know, this is something that the county executive wanted me to actually all of us supervisors to pass along, is that the vaccine for the COVID-19, we just want to make sure everybody understands that, you know, there is a I guess we'll call it a structure in place that first responders may or may not, depending on their job classification, will be in that first round of the immunizations. The county hopes to start receiving some more as early as next week. They'll be rolled out to schools, they'll be rolled out to nursing homes, of course, our frontline staff at the hospitals. Catholic Health is doing quite a bit with this as well. But again, for the general public, I'll use myself as the example. I'm a healthy individual, and the reality is, at least as of right now, I probably will not receive that vaccine until, let's say, sometime early next year or even middle of next year. It all depends on how production goes and that sort of thing. But as information comes out, I'll try to keep the COVID link on the town website updated, so any information that I do have, I encourage residents to jump on the Town of Boston website, click on the red COVID link that we established at the beginning, and any information that we have, we will be sure to keep the public abreast of any new information comes out. The state, you know, on that note, the state of an emergency was recently renewed. Nothing has really changed in our town's state of emergency. it's just simply states that it follows the county and states of emergency and those guidelines and so forth. The town's currently working on the multi-hazard jurisdictional plan with Erie County, which is an emergency plan for incidences such as this pandemic. And then also the town's working on the New York State Public Employer Mandatory Emergency Plan. That was a legislation that signed into law on Labor Day by the governor. Quite frankly, it's an unfunded mandate. There's a lot of work that goes into this, and it has to be on file with the state by April 1st. So that's something we're working on and try to get that done and filed in a timely manner. Echoing what everybody else said, certainly on a happier note, I'm certainly wishing everybody, not a Hanukkah is at the the tail end of things, but certainly wish everybody a happy Hanukkah, as my family loves to say. Merry Christmas to everyone, a happy New Year. Positive, some more positive things here. FEMOR of Western New York is looking for donations and or volunteers. If people are healthy and comfortable enough, they are always looking for volunteers, and they are looking for food donations. Food donations, even in our community, are on the rise. It is what it is, but I think our town clerks said it best. We're a community and we take care of one another. So, feel free to reach out to FEMOR. And on that same token, please feel free to reach out to the Bread of Life right over in Colden. They serve many families in our community. Another amazing establishment, great staff. If you want to know how to give back to our, your local community, those are two great resources. So I strongly encourage people to reach out to, once again, FEMOR Western New York and Bread of Life over in Colden. Our very own Boys and Girls Club here in Boston, they donated over 15 holiday Christmas trees to families in need this year. That was something that Lowe's traditionally reaches out to the Boys and Girls Club of America, and they source different Boys and Girls Clubs to donate six foot Christmas trees that are pre-lighted. And anyway, our club was one of the ones that was able to receive those trees, and they helped out some families that did not have trees. I certainly will also add in that Allison, who works in my office, she did a letter to Santa. I don't want to get emotional, but reading some, the letters are amazing, and we're hoping to bring some joy to some families in our community as well there too. So this is what we do. We take care of each other, we support each other, and that's what Boston does. I've always heard, even when I moved here, I heard Boston's a great place to live. 11 years later, I can certainly say absolutely agree with it. I agreed with it then, agreed with it now. So I thank the board, I thank all the town employees. If it wasn't for all of us, we're a team. We all work together towards a common goal, and that's taking care of our town. So thank each and every one of you. Thank you, board members. Thank you, Sean, for your support and guidance over the year. And with that, everybody have a Merry Christmas. Stay safe, stay healthy. And I will make a motion to end the meeting at 7:59.
I will second that.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Caratacchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried. Meeting adjourned.